now.
It's back to Refilwe Mpakanyane.
1702.
And time to talk personal finance with our certified financial planner, Paul Rilofsa. And he's giving us some suggestions on what to do with our year-end bonus. Paul Rilofsa, good morning. A very, very important one that we always revisit around about this time.
Well, Rafiwa, you raised it last week, and I think, yes, it's a very, very important aspect of the year-end financial plan. You know, if you are lucky to get a bonus or a 13th check, let's put that in the frame, because I think many, many people of us are struggling just to, you know, get through the month.
There's that too.
Kind of extra.
Yes.
But I think it's an opportunity, and obviously we can't ignore it. We want to try and understand that if we get into the new year with that little extra, we're going to be far better off than trying to chase our tails, you know, in terms of spending too much. And from last week, we were already talking and cautioning people about the Black Friday, and I hope we didn't, you know, overstep the mark there. And maybe we did come away with one or two things that we were going to buy for the festive season anyway, and we got that discount, we got that bargain, and now we're not sort of hung over from it. But if the 13th check does arrive, there are some smart places to put the money in and to consider as well.
Yeah, tell us what those places are. I must say, there probably is nothing as painful as looking back and wondering, what in the world did I do with that extra 20K or with that extra 10K, you know, and you can't even account for it anymore, and you've got nothing to show for it. So, yeah, as you say, it is always important, first of all, to cool your heels and think about the next steps. Give us some ideas.
Well, certainly, yes. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So I think the places and spaces rest with taking something forward, taking full advantage of the interest rate cycle, which has gone up again. If you're saving money, you're going to be a happy person having it in a money market account of some sort, which is normally a contingency fund for the new year where you can dip into it for any emergencies and contingencies. Now, the great storyboard there is that interest rates have gone up another 0.75%, and they're on the rise again. Let's put that in a frame. The Reserve Bank governor is determined to bring inflation down, and we can expect hikes in interest for the foreseeable future. So let's take advantage of that by having some of our money in a space where we can earn interest instead of spending it. But on the other side of it, to look at your debt. You know, debt is the enemy at the moment too for those people that owe too much, because the cost of debt is just rising at a very rapid rate, and that can hurt you as well. So it's finding a blend between storing away some cash and earning interest, and also getting rid of your debt as quickly as you possibly can. And I think if you find that balance with the 13th check, you're going to get a far better outcome for the new year than, you know, ignoring it, not measuring it, and hoping that, you know, something right will come through in January.
Yeah. All right. So making those plans, putting them in place. How else can we also think about the 13th check? I mean, in the notes that you sent us, Paul, you said that, you know, there's something that wealthy people also understand about money. And the fact is that they delay gratification, save first and spend the rest, and live within their means, and then earn interest rather than pay it. Certainly words to live by, not just for December bonuses and 13th checks.
Well, wealthy people have a different perception or a different attitude towards money. That's why they're wealthy. You know, it's about attitude. It's about behavior. When you come into some form of extra, wealthy people tend to look at how we can make that money work for us and get more money out of it in a save. And like you said, a delayed gratification. They don't look for reasons to spend. And the antithesis of it is that, you know, we can look when money comes into our household, how do I spend it? You know, what can I buy? What do I deserve to have? Because, you know, I've been sort of strained, financially stressed for such a long time. So instead of doing that, we're not saying over the festive season, just tighten the belt and don't do anything. Of course, it's a time for us to enjoy and splurge a bit. But if you get into the mental attitude, the behavioral attitude that wealthy people create, it's about save something first and then spend the rest. And put something aside and start compound interest on that. And then take a little, what's left over, and then go and have a good time with it. So it's all about attitude. It's about behavior. And I know it sounds really sort of tutorial, But the bottom line is that, you know, when you come across a balance sheet of a wealthy person, they have less debt and they own more growth assets. And when you look at people that are struggling, they've got far too high a debt and they don't have much to show for the income that they earn. So it's a kind of step forward in that direction where it's a behavioral thing, an attitudinal thing. And let's learn that if you're not saving, you're not going to be that much better off in the future.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to leave it right there. Paul Rilliser, thank you so much. Looking forward to our conversation next Sunday. And by the way, if there's an investment, a saving matter, a personal finance matter that you'd like Paul Rilliser to address in the weeks to come, do drop us an email, refilwe@702.co.za. We'll pass it along to Paul. And of course, we will tackle it or unpack it in the weeks to come.